The sergeant's in here, Brad. Brad and John, KISM, 814. The Dream Police, we play that for you. That's a Cheap Trick. I don't even know if you know that song, Kyle Nelson, but from the Bellingham
sure
Police
does.
Department. Do you know that song?
Oh, I wasn't listening
you
to
you don't. It was Dream Police.
I did have an experience, though. I was listening to KISM the other day, and Bush came on the air.
Yeah?
And I was like, okay, I guess my music is now.
That's your era.
It
see,
is
when you
starting
said,
to creep in.
When you said Bush, I was thought George Bush. And I, right,
not
like,
gonna
oh, wait,
do it.
Oh wait, no, it's
not gonna die.
So that's your that would be your era.
Yeah.
What year did you grad? We're gonna date you right now. What year did you graduate high school?
2001.
Okay.
I saw Bush a couple times in concert, and that Gavin Rossdale, he's all right, man. He gets around, and he's running up through the crowd and stuff, he makes it all interactive, and they put on a good show.
Nice.
So that stuff is, that stuff is 24, 25 years old now. So it qualifies, you know?
You know, it's just one of those life experiences.
Yeah, I know. You're getting there. That's when you know you're getting old, when the music from your youth turns up on the classic rock radio station.
What do you usually run to as we're going to talk about the fun with the fuzz run? Do you run with music in your head?
Ooh, I used to, yeah.
Like what was a good run jam?
Ooh, when Kings of Leon came out.
Okay. Kings of Leon.
Yeah, like that was a good mix.
Get to run with that. Yeah. All right.
They're almost classic now, Kings of Leon. Yeah. So we're talking Fun with the Fuzz, annual event that you guys do every year. You're the Fuzz, the father, Sergeant Kyle Nelson.
Sergeant.
How many years has the run been going?
We started in 2010. So, but we had a couple, COVID off years. But so I think this is 12th live.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it is for Behind the Badge, correct?
Correct.
Explain that.
Yeah. So all of the proceeds go to Behind the Badge, which is a foundation that supports families of police officers who are killed in the line of duty here in Washington State.
And it seems like that happens, of course, more often than anybody would want. But has there been one this year or recently?
Well, yeah, Trooper Gadd, right?
Yeah, there was one this year. We were blessed last year where there was actually none. Traditionally, it's about one to two a year in Washington State.
He was hit. His vehicle was hit, right?
Yeah.
Trooper Gadd, that's right. By Tulalip or something.
And near Marysville. And it also seems like, Brad, when we have these stories and we lose these troopers, it's a wife and a couple of young kids.
Oh, yeah.
Seems to be the case.
And so the foundation really comes up behind that family and supports them through that funeral and then beyond, really, is where they really shine.
Yeah. Helping the family down the line and all that. Well,
when you sign up for the run, you guys, you have the cool pint glasses, and in the past you've had some cool kind of gift bags or grab bags that people get into for signing up. Is that the same case this year?
Yeah, absolutely. $20, it'll get you a T-shirt, a pint glass, and a grocery bag, and then we got all sorts of yummy food there at the end, donuts, pizza.
Yeah, that's what runners need is donuts and pizza.
Well, the police and donuts.
Yes, works together. But you really get a lot of good community involvement in this.
We do. We do. We're really blessed with a lot of great sponsorship, to include KISM, to allow us to put on this race. And it allows for all of the proceeds to go to Behind the Badge. So none of our expenses come out of the registration fees. So when you're paying $20, that $20 is going directly to the foundation, 100% of it.
And it's flat route, dog friendly, kid friendly, stroller friendly.
Absolutely. Come run, come walk. We've got the whole spectrum of folks who come out and join the race. Yeah.
Yep. Bring the family. There's you'll see all the officers there and vehicles, and it's a fun spectacle for kids as well at the Bellingham Police Station. What time does it start on May 4th?
May 4th at 9 a.m.
Okay.
Yep. You can register beforehand at funwiththefuzz5k.com.
People are probably going to show up in Star Wars gear and stuff since it's May the 4th be with you. There will be people running in like stormtrooper outfits and stuff.
I'll be honest with you. That didn't click for me until like a month ago, and I was like, oh, no.
Yeah. You will. I bet you'll have somebody walking or running in
Chewbacca suit.
Yeah. No, sign up because
be sweaty.
You guys are, it's like you're almost every day, it's like you're giving away prizes. After you sign up, there's like different things that they email you. And
yep. Yep. So we give away prizes all the way up to the race. So we'll be actually emailing one out today for a prize. So you sign up today and you'll be put in the raffle for one of our great prizes.
I signed up a couple days ago. Scott Less will be running the tent as usual there at the Bellingham Police Department. So it's a great time, a wonderful cause, and you'll run into some folks you know in Bellingham, we're sure. So
have you ever run like a half marathon or anything? John is up to a half marathon, almost to a full marathon.
Let's
now.
Go. Yeah, I've run
Can
a
you
few.
Do it?
Look at him.
I've done a
he
few fulls. Like, yeah.
He's got the runner's body.
Yeah, he does.
How many times have you run Fun with the Fuzz? Every year?
I think every year, that's just amazing. About since you started this
awesome.
Thing.
Awesome. Thank you.
I know, and I'm trying to, I can't, the older you get, though, you see your times. I look at my times from year to year. I wish I could get the times of 2010, 2011, 2012. I'm going to be a few minutes off of that, but...
Like my dad says, though, the older you get, it's just a new age bracket for you to compete in.
I know.
In.
That's
yeah.
right.
I know, that's right. I'm in a few years... Not the next fuzz, but the fuzz after, I'll be in with the 60s, and I'll be the younger guy.
Yeah, that's right.
So
right.
I might have a chance at finishing in the top three in that division.
Take home some hardware.
That's
I
right.
Like it.
That's right. All right, Sergeant Nelson, thank you very much. Thank you for doing this every year. And really, the more that I have done a number of these this year with my son, and I really notice how well organized and how many people it takes to put these things on, volunteer their time to do this, to set up the course, to man the various booths, to make sure people have water and bananas and all that. It really is. There's a lot of people that take part in it. It takes a great point person to do this, Sergeant Nelson. So we thank you.
I appreciate that. But we got a great team, and we've been blessed with how much support we've had. And so I would love to have the community come back out on May 4th and come join us.
All great right. cause, too.
Thank you, Kyle Nelson. We'll see you on May 4th at the Bellingham Police Department.
Thank you, guys.